From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, hi there, everyone. I'm Jimmy. I'm the host. Thanks for watching. Thank you for joining us.
This is kind of interesting, speaking of listening. They did a study. You know those people who do studies? They did another one. And they found out that only about 2% of conversations end when both people want them to end. Kind of like sex. Right, Guillermo?
Right, Jimmy. Right, yeah.
Researchers at Harvard said that 66% of the people they studied wished their conversation ended before it did. They also found that during a boring story, people say, wow, that's crazy, on average 28 times per conversation.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh. How dare you? Did you break into your weed stash before the show?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. You know, I think the lockdown has spoiled us. It's a lot harder to get out of a conversation when you can't just press a button that says leave. I love pressing leave. Leave and leave on Zoom, my favorite things of 2021. In other unwanted conversation news, a third woman has now come forward with allegations of inappropriate conduct by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. This one happened at a wedding in 2019. Governor Cuomo approached a woman he'd never met. She said they chatted briefly. He put his hand on her bare lower back. She pulled his hands away, which she thought would be a hint, but he just moved them to her cheeks and asked if he could kiss her. And the craziest part is, there's a photo of it. Very rarely does a wedding photographer capture really anything interesting at all, but this one did. He's either asking to kiss her or she's telling her, I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. I can't believe they got a picture of it. This is how mysteries in an Olsen Twins movie end. This is not how real life goes. And of course, the folks at the New York Post had fun with the picture. Handsy Andy was the headline today. This comes on the heels of two former aides, also young women, who accused the governor of sexual harassment in the workplace. In the span of 1 month, Andrew Cuomo has somehow done the impossible. He made Bill de Blasio the second most hated politician in New York. A year ago, everyone was in love with Andrew Cuomo, like literally in love. Even the items available on Etsy have changed. They went from future Mrs. Cuomo, St. Andrew Cuomo, I'm a Cuomo-sexual, I'm watching Cuomo the mug, to now they are arrest Cuomo, Andrew the grandma slayer, impeach Cuomo, and wipe your feet here. You know it's serious when the Etsy community gets involved. Even some Democrats now are calling for Cuomo to resign. Lindsey Graham, this is good. Lindsey Graham told Sean Hannity the Democrats should apply the Republican model to Andrew Cuomo, which I guess means make him president? I don't know. How does that work? Another politician who had a great fall is Mitt Romney. Senator Mitt Romney literally fell while playing with his grandkids. He got knocked unconscious over the weekend and had to be hospitalized. The doctors told him, they've told him a million times he shouldn't be skateboarding, but the dude just loves to thrash, and that's that. The fall was particularly concerning because of all the Republicans in the Senate. Mitt Romney is one of the few who still has some of his spine, so, but he is okay and back to work.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.